All right. Well, welcome everybody to our Uinta Basin Revitalization Fund Board meeting. First off, thank you very much to our generous host for having us. We really appreciate that, Laurie.
You're more than welcome to come anytime. And since you just said that, sir, don't let me forget, Paul, when you go through the next schedule. The one in September, or excuse me, October, is Eubanks board meeting in Duchesne.
Okay.
But last year it wasn't a good time for the tribe to be able to come there. So if they don't want to come to that one and you still want to hold it in October, we can set one up just special here
Okay.
for that too.
Right. Well, thank you. We really do
No,
appreciate it,
no
though.
problem. We are always glad to see you. Have to give Paul a bad time, you know.
Well, all right. We can get started with introductions. My name's Evan Curtis. I'm with the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget, the chair of the board. Let's just first start with going around the room. We'll start with you, Councilman.
Hi, I'm Duncan. I'm planning representative for the Union Tribe.
Thanks for being here.
Michael Mose. I'm with the Housing and Community Development Office. Work with Paul Moberly.
Paul Moberly. I am the UBRF fund manager.
Laurie Brennan. I'm the Executive Director of the Uinta Basin Association of Governments. And, assist Duchesne County Direct and always have to give Uinta County a bad time now because they have somebody else take care of their stuff, but they're still wonderful to work with. And which, speaking of that, I just wanted to mention Ed Currip. I know he's retired. Ed, he sent, sorry, he sent an email and I just want the whole board to know how pleasant it was to work with Ed. He tried so hard, and of course, he had to deal with me. He wanted me to help him, and we were learning web grants together, and he was wonderful and truly appreciated Ed a lot. He taught me a lot about what the tribe needs, and just appreciated it. And if you guys need help during that transition, we'd be glad to assist in any way we can.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
appreciate it.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you, Laurie.
Okay. Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commissioner.
Okay.
Oh, Kevin Mack from the Association of Governments.
And then online, Commissioner Larson.
I'm John Larson, Commissioner at Uinta County.
Thanks for being here. And is there anyone else online that? Oh, it looks like there are a few people online. Yes.
Pardon? Can you see? Is that? Oh, yeah, that's better. At least for me. Is it
Yes.
better for anyone else?
It's better now.
Okay.
All right. So there's Trevin.
Hey, Trevin Morgan. I'm one of the contract analysts for the UBRF team.
Great. Thanks for being here. And Chris Piper.
Chris Piper with the Utah Attorney General's Office. I'm legal counsel to the UBRF.
For joining. And Carver.
Yeah, Carver Black, financial manager for the revitalization fund.
All right, great. And then I don't think I missed anybody, but if I did, please let me know. Every time someone talks, the names jump around, so I kind of lost track, but I think we got everybody. All right. Next item of business is to approve the minutes from February 8th. First, go to the board. Are there any questions or concerns with the minutes if you had a chance to review those?
I've had a
Not a
chance to, this is Larson. I had a chance to review them. I didn't see any changes. I'd recommend that we approve them.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Chair.
We have a second from Councilman Duncan. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. Those minutes are approved. All right. And item number three is the fund report. Paul, if you'd like to walk us through that.
Sure. Yeah. This is the fund report as of May 16th. This is including the interest up to that point and all the projects that we have currently allocated. They might not be in process yet, but they're at least the funds are allocated. So these are unallocated balances. The U-Tribe has $182,274. Uinta County has $2,899,364. Duchesne County has 4,113,089. Oh, sorry, Carver, I did it.
I did the report. My chair asked me.
Oh, sorry about that.
No worries, Paul. Thanks.
Okay. Anything you wanted to add, Carver?
No, I think you do a great job, Paul.
All right. Hey, thank you. Are there any questions for Paul or Carver about the unallocated balance report?
It's okay. We're still mad because he left Trent County Health, so we're still going to get even, I think.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right. Well, hearing no other questions. Oh, there's a question. Yes, go ahead.
On the amount left for the Union Tribe, did Ed submit a project for those monies?
No,
$94,000.
We didn't get anything.
So that's remaining from last year's.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't got our new allocation. We won't get that until like August, September timeframe, somewhere in there.
So this is for 2023, 2022. Is that what you're saying?
It's the fiscal 24 allocation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24, we're counting this new one. It usually does fiscal year for us, but October, August. Or fiscal year, and so not.
Yeah, you guys have a different fiscal year than we do. Yeah, so sorry,
that's
true. So state fiscal year.
Yeah, our we should just say the calendar year.
Maybe? Yeah, we're on the calendar, so there's.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and we're on the state.
Yeah, we got the July, and guys are. Yeah.
So the remaining balance we have in our unspent monies. It's probably the one we got received last year, that 3.7.
Yeah, what was received last time?
What's the time frame on the expenditure on those? How long do we got to spend it?
It'll stay there forever, I guess, until you use it. Yeah.
Okay.
So the new money will come in again August, September, somewhere in there, and I'll add to that amount.
Yeah, I figured we got most of it going to be on with this. So these are proposals on emails you guys, email you guys. This backup for as a digital recording unit for tribal chambers so we can record our meetings. That's basically off-site storage for RIT, go about $350,000. The other one's about $91,000. Tribal office maintenance sheds, because they need that one shed, about $35,000. Concrete prep for the environment of our departments, $25,000. Camera upgrade at the high school, that's going about $40,000. Purchase a backhoe for our water systems down there, that's going to go about $95,000. So we're going to go ahead and give it all to you guys. So this is the department. You remember we did a department? So this is what we're breaking it down. And
awesome.
Right here, you know, so
these are
the proposals we're going to do. We know we're not going to get passed today. You know, because we didn't present it to you guys soon enough. If you're like the tribe, you need it a week before. And a janitor system for the sewer lines. And it's a spray, hard special pressure spray that goes and gets those rips right out. You don't have to auger it or do anything. It takes those rips right out. And a two-turner for the water system. And that's totaling about $719,139. And that would leave us a balance of probably about, we had $1 million in there, so you're looking at probably about 200 and let's say 40,000, 60,000, something around there.
You did a bunch of projects at our last meeting also, sir. Maybe explain that process. Do you already have those under contract?
Yeah. Well, they're not under contract yet. But yeah, so the ones that we approved last meeting, that was for $1 million, like you're saying. Yeah. So that's already been approved by the board for those.
Utility we have for the senior citizens utility or something like that.
That one went through.
Yeah.
And the other one was
rehab of homes too.
Rehab of homes. Yeah, that one. That's pretty low.
When that goes under contract, when you read your contract, sir, then it'll give you 2 or 3 years. If you need longer, you just need to request it in.
Yeah, extension.
You can do an extension or you could do it up front, say, due to the demand and not being able to get lumber and that, we need to extend this another year because the problem you have in the basin is you can't construct as easily through the winter.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that. Yeah, you're doing an amendment because I was a housing director and an executive director, so I know what I'm doing there.
Good job.
And so, yeah, just those questions I had, you know, because I seen that
page down on lower down when you scroll down, it's something about 2.7 million for the tribe for elders, senior citizens gravel or something like that. What's that? That's been expended.
Let's see which one. Oh, sorry, I've got something on there. You talking about the? Oh, that's too big. Sorry.
Road base and gravel.
Road base and gravel is what I was saying. So I was just saying, what is that one talking about? You know, right there.
Okay, so you mean these two?
There's somewhere in there. I see the 2 million.
Oh, yeah. There's... Oh, see, that one.
Maybe I'll just wish you.
These are past grants, right?
So okay, those are past expiring grants. They haven't been closed out fully. Is that what it is?
Yeah, so this one up here, this one right here, this closed contract.
Yeah.
This is one that Ed requested to be closed. He said it was complete, so this money could be reverted back to your unallocated balance.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen it, and I did a lot of work with Ed, so, you know, I was as an executive, I don't want it.
Yeah. And then this other one is one that is expiring soon, so we need to get it.
So has those funds been expended? That one right there, you
on this one?
Expired 6/3/24.
Oh,
everything.
Homes and senior homes, and then members, rural base gravel, senior trolley members, driveways, remaining balance is 2,304,000.
Oh, no, this is just
that's 2,000.
2,000, yeah, 83 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where it caught me. So that's remaining in that balance.
Yep. There's just
a little bit. Ed closed it out.
He hasn't closed it out. So it is going to expire in June, at the end of June.
Well, hopefully we'll get someone in there to close it out.
To get finished, yeah. Or, you know, the other thing you could do is if you wanted to roll it into the...
That's what I'm thinking, just roll it into there.
Into the other.
We got in there.
Well, you just close it.
Yeah, we can reallocate those into the tribal revitalization one, I think.
All right, that makes sense.
All right. Perfect. Any other questions then on the unallocated balances? All right. Well, if not, let's go ahead and we'll move right into board business item number 4. And that first one is the closed contract. Paul, are you going to take this one?
Yeah, if I can get my thing to move, that would be great. It's not letting me. I just want to have this up so I can. Okay. Sorry about that, Chairman. So, close contract, I just wanted to give notice to the board that this contract 18-1938 was closed as requested by the U Tribe. There was a balance of $43,209 on that, but Ed said that these projects were all completed, and so the monies can be reverted back to their unallocated balance.
Perfect. And we don't need to take any action then on that one today, right?
No, it's just to inform the board that's happened. That was whenever there's a contract that closes with a balance, we're going to give you a heads up. If it's been completely expended out, then we don't necessarily have to tell you all because it's done. But in this instance, we wanted to give you a heads up.
I appreciate that. All right. Any questions then on 4A? Seeing none, let's go to 4B with grant cancellation.
All right. So this one, and we've been talking about it offline at different points, but that the board approved back in, it says right there, October 23rd, last year, approved the self-building reconstruction project. And my understanding was is that that's no longer going to go forward with this fund, at least.
Right. We're using different funds.
Yeah. So we were just going to formally kind of cancel that from being allocated and on all that stuff so we can get back into your pot.
Thank you.
All right. So do we need to take action then to cancel that one, I presume? Just to be...
Formally about it.
It is not
all right.
Contracted. We know that.
But it's not... Yeah, it hasn't been contracted.
All right. Well, so. Are there any questions from the board on item 4B on the grant cancellation? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we
all right.
Cancel my request.
All right. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion to the motion? Not all in favor say aye.
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 I do want to say we appreciate the flexibility. We weren't exactly sure, you know, which fund we were going to move there. And so it was nice to have that flexibility, knowing that we had it, had the okay in the event that we needed it. So
great.
We're using ARPA funds and LATCF. So we're under construction right now, and unless we find more asbestos, we're hoping to finish it.
Well, fingers crossed. All right. Well, thank you. And then just for the record, I believe it was unanimous, but were there any opposed? All right. Didn't think so. All right. Well, then let's move on to item number 5 on the agenda, project applications. And again, I will assume you're going to take this one, Paul?
Sure. Yeah. All right. So on this one, this grant 181326 expires at the end of the, sorry, I shouldn't say fiscal year because everyone is there. At the end of June, it expires. So we wanted to get ahead, kind of ahead of the game on this one and either renew it, or I don't know if the U-Tribe wanted to let it lapse, but.
All right.
The money would go back.
Either way, the money, yeah. That's true. If it lapses, the money goes back into the unallocated balance for the U-Tribe, or if there's still some expenses outlying on this one, with Ed leaving, it's kind of,
yeah,
it's hard to,
yeah,
it's just hard.
All right. So, and do you know, Councilman, what, with that remaining balance, if you want to try and extend that, or if you're
probably just let it go back into that.
Go back into the,
yeah.
Okay.
The money.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case,
I'm going to start an amendment. And I'll get with you real fast.
All right. All right. Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if we needed to, we could come back and extend that at the July meeting, or would we need to do that beforehand if we're going to do it?
If you knew before that, before it expires, just give us a heads up, and then I'll just put a placeholder, and then we can do it at that next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. I wouldn't let you know because I got a couple extensions what he was working on, but I didn't get a chance to review them with my meetings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. And then otherwise, I assume we don't need to take any action on that one if it's just going to expire. So, all right, we'll move on to 5B, Duchesne County's Centennial Event Center payments.
Yeah, this has been our approach to making the payments on our Duchesne County Centennial Event Center. And so this request is for two payments for October of this year and then October or next year, excuse me, and then October of 26. So total would be $302,815.
Okay, great. Are there any questions regarding the Centennial Event Center payments item? All right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Right, we have a motion from Commissioner Larson. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Councilman. All right. Any discussion to the motion? Not all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. That passes unanimously. And item 5C, Uinta County Infrastructure Development Phase 1 for $997,869. And Commissioner Larson, do you want to walk us through that one, or we can have Paul give us an explanation either way?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of having a bite. Sorry.
Okay.
We have got with UBAG, and they have secured some area for low-income housing, and what we will do is provide the water sewer lines, utility insulation, and hopefully have a little bit left, do a little bit of a road in there.
Okay.
That'll be the self-help. We got quite a few lots in there that we can hopefully get people in for a smaller price.
Oh, great. So is that what this map is that you've got up?
Yeah.
Paul?
I just wanted to share with everyone, quick second. Sure. So everyone sees what I'm looking at.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just trying to see how many lots is that?
27.
Okay. Wow.
For reference, this the Walmart's right here.
Oh, okay.
If you drive into Vernal.
Well, that'll be great. Anything we can do with the housing market right now, I think is going to be welcome.
May I help you with that, Commissioner, since we've had many discussions?
Certainly.
We did it in two phases because there wasn't enough of their allocation. And we were running into problems where if there was development, first off, you are aware Uinta County has a dilemma with Ashley Valley Water and Sewer, who is the primary water source for the area minus Naples, Jensen, Vernal, and Mazer. And so Ashley Valley decided to honor the water rights for this. Before that, we were in the dilemma of how we were even going to be able to do affordable housing in Uinta County, because the few developers that do have land that have the water rights didn't want to sell to us because they could make more by building it themselves. And of course, unfortunately, there's always the stigma that follows affordable housing, that you're bringing unwanted people into a nice neighborhood, not realizing that you're not very nice people, or school teachers, police officers. The last one was a nurse. I was trying to think of all the different, and of course, so it's an education process, but when this became available, then we purchased because they were going to honor the water rights, which has probably put kind of a stigmatism on that part of the area of having water for any development. So with that, many discussions, and of course, Commissioner Norton and Commissioner Larson, well, so was Commissioner Boyce, and wanted to do whatever they could because of the homeless problem and trying. You know that with homelessness, you just keep on working and probably don't really accomplish what you'd like to accomplish. So this what means that we have a grant with USDA Rural Development for the clients apply, and then they have to build the homes themselves. They have to put in 32 hours a week and every Saturday until they're all built. So if we're building four homes together, all four homes have to be finished before anybody can move in. So thanking Uinta County very much for assisting us there, because we didn't know how to go forward. And it'll probably be in two phases. If we can get it all in one, that'd be great. But if we can't, when the engineer's estimates came in and that, we divided it into two, hoping that in your fall allocation, there's enough to finish it up.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Are there any questions from the board on this one? One other question. So what's the timeline on this one? And so are you running the self-help program out of the association then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We purchased the land to secure it because of the water rights. With that, we have underneath the umbrella of the AOG, we have a 501c3. So we offered, in addition to purchase, we offered a $25,000 501c3 receipt. And the developer took it. He couldn't afford to develop it because development. And I will have to admit, we were a little bit quite surprised of the development cost overall. And they were still, the engineer was still working on it. And of course, Uinta County's planning and zoning department are working on, see if we can divide some of those lots additionally so we can get more in there. We're just very appreciative of what Uinta County's done to assist us with it. Because as it stands right now, there will be very little growth except in Mazer and Vernal. And sorry, there's no lots in either place. So it's kind of a dilemma all the way around, but they were very gracious to step forward and said, we'll do the development with you owning the land, and it will have to go for affordable housing, which we're very grateful, as it kind of resolved a problem, because we swing back and forth between the three counties, and not so much right now in Daggett County, but Duchesne County has some of the same dilemma. The lots are just not developed because of the cost.
Yeah, no, like I say, this is fantastic. So it's cool learning about the project. So,
all right. This is for low-income people. Where is I over in Burr? You want to count?
Pardon me?
Low-income people?
Yes, sir.
Uinta County?
Yes.
I'm familiar with that because I helped develop one behind the post office, that 21 unit up there. I got a flat mat going, got utilities in there, and I'm
great.
Project manager at
great.
The same time today.
Maybe we need to come and learn lessons from you, sir.
We have about 60 more new homes going up, and we have additional that haven't been finished, so we're working with the infrastructure from the government.
Great.
So been working with them.
Well, good job.
I've been doing a lot of that. Like I told Commissioner Duchesne, I do inspections on these homes because I'm familiar with them. I see, you mentioned to me, called an officer retiring, and I studied under him at the college over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then you learned really strict.
But I know, Logan, I know that because it's got to have a standard like that, too. And when we go in there, we have to make sure there are certain percentage of one family, two family.
Yep. You got it.
And you can't go over it. Yeah,
yep.
And you have to have strict policies in place to make sure that they don't abide by it and do everything that you're going to have to
Yep, it's a good program.
I know it because I've been familiar with that. I worked there.
Well, then we may come and tap your resources, sir.
Hey, good luck with that. You won't get me out of council meeting. Commissioner Natchez says, I left the meeting and he's still going in the meeting.
Well, I know that, I mean, housing is a problem nationwide.
Yeah.
It is, and the cost of them, you know, we're lucky, we're fortunate that we're part of purchase something in bulk. We're about, I think it was about 105 square foot, and we're doing 1,800 square foot homes. Wow. So you imagine doing math, 170,000, 180,000 is what we're going with.
It's hard to bring it in under budget anymore.
It is. But then if you do it in bulk like we did, maybe over 100 homes, then they're going to come and work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think with our youth, you know, it's impossible for these young kids to get into a home. And so, and I hope that we can come up with a plan, whether it's tax incentive wise, you know, as a state or however we structure that, to make it so that we actually realize the benefit of this low income housing for longer. Instead of just having it be, you know, something where somebody moves out of state and takes their equity with them. You know, I think any opportunity that we can make that work as a state is going to be huge. So,
well, the tribes have been talking about developing those lands in Duchesne City.
Yeah.
We've been talking.
It'd be wonderful.
Out behind that motel.
Yeah.
It's hooked up for those guys in the Stillwater Dam.
Yep.
It's got the electrical and it's got all the boxes
yep.
in there. We know about it.
I hope you're getting serious because that would be a huge blessing to have that.
Well, you know, with me coming on as executive housing director and executive for the tribe, I understand all that.
Yeah, that would be amazing to have.
I wear many hats, sir.
It'd be amazing to have that opportunity in Duchesne because
the problem is trying to get people over there.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, and you know, the tribe's doing all they can on their behalf to provide tribal membership with, you know, with homes. And we know we contribute to the basin a lot, you know, for,
absolutely.
You know, whatever oil they contribute because it's on tribal land, a lot of it. And basically what we do is basically a lot of right-of-ways, surface use agreements with Moon Lake and Strata, you know.
Yeah.
Everything you connect with the tribe, you know, it's that.
Yeah.
And you're on the basin, then we'll contribute to them. You know, if you do the math, you know, and you look at it, with we allocate $1,000 per membership, that's $3 million. And you times that by 12. And that's each member, and you go with the bonuses and additional $12,000.
Yeah.
And you start doing the math, and you say, wow. And then you start looking at the employment. And I used to work be the acting executive director for the Interior Department, too.
You did wear many hats.
And the water rights. So when you talk about water, I understand what you're doing up there. Infrastructure, we're looking at replacing our infrastructure. First bid we got probably about 3-4 years ago was about 22.5 million. And now it's like 56, you know, which, you know, that it didn't cost like heck. Because we need it from up and out to all the way down to RA. And we service non-tribal members too.
Yeah.
All right.
How can we direct it over to a little bit further towards Vernal City?
There's always agreements in place. You know, some walking through the street, you talk about hatchway, and we know that because I deal with water rights too.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, good discussion. Any other questions on the infrastructure development phase one? And if not, I would entertain a motion.
to approve the infrastructure?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the infrastructure.
All right, we have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
And we have a second. All right, any discussion to the motion? All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Commissioner Larson, did I hear you?
Yep, I said aye. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, any opposed? All right, it appears to be unanimous. That one is approved. All right, well, thank you, members of the board, for your work on those. We are now on agenda item number 6. First off, looking at the schedule of meetings. Currently, we have Thursday, July 11th in the afternoon scheduled, and then the next one, October 24th. Any issues with those dates that...
And the second one was what?
October 24th.
They have to check mine.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty far out.
But on 11th, I probably can't attend it.
Okay. No, Thursday, July 11th, I'll actually be traveling to the NAGO annual conference.
Oh, okay.
So and that one might be really tough for me to attend.
Okay. Let's. Are you out that whole week?
I'm leaving on. Well, it's either the night of the 10th or the morning of the 11th.
Okay. Could we do the 9th? That would be a Tuesday in the afternoon.
There might be a conflict for me and council member matches. Usually on Tuesday, we'll get an interpretation updates. And on Monday, we take care of everything else from the departments to BIA to everything.
Well, actually.
And on Wednesday and Thursday is ideal for us.
What about the 18th? If we can't find a date today, we can have Paul send out an email. And we can other options 18th. Too. But
we had the 18th before, and I'm not sure why we moved over to the 11th. Was there a...
The 18th is the... Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining collaborative that's meeting, but we can.
But that's during the morning, right? And that's what I was thinking. It might be good because then some of us will be out
for it anyway. So already be at the collaborative meeting,
so we can do it in the afternoon if that works for everyone.
Might work for Natchez, but not me. I got some prior commitments.
Okay,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Well. No worries. So maybe. What might be easier is maybe, Paul, we can get together and look at the calendar and see if we can find a date in July. And given, I mean, July is a tough month anyway, so we may need to just do that one virtually anyway, so it doesn't have to be at a time that works for everyone's schedules as far as travel and so forth. So, all right, we'll do that. We'll put a pin in that one and get back to you on some potential dates via email.
On the 24th, Evan, that's what I was talking about, is it's UBAG board meeting. Okay. It's at Centennial Event Center. So, of course, we'd invite everybody to come and have dinner with us and have the meeting immediately following. But last year, it wasn't convenient for the tribe to drive to Duchesne. So if you need to hold that meeting still in October, but on a different date, we'd still be glad to host it here so you didn't have to drive so far.
Okay.
I think sometimes... You know, I think it just depends on our schedule.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get so booked up, you know, I thought maybe 3 weeks out of a month.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and at least put a hold on my calendar for that day. And if everyone can just kind of put a pin on that one as well as tentative. And clearly, if there are conflicts, we can look at it as it gets closer. But if not, let's plan to wait as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, are there any other... items of business we need to discuss while we've got it, while we're here. Hearing nothing else, I would entertain a final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, we have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 All right. Thanks so much, everyone. Appreciate your participation.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, all. Thank you much.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'll get a list of these projects, what we're going to be doing, what we're talking about to you guys probably sometime this week.
Okay, great.
It's quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
So we're planning on going to follow through, and I guess I'll be over at this time.